This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Pope Francis says eternal damnation is not a torture chamber, but distance from God, and warned Christians never to converse with the devil, calling him a seducer who ruins lives. His words came during his Mass celebrated on Friday morning in the chapel of the Santa Marta residence. Continuing his reflections on the end of the world, the Pope's homily focused on the day's reading from the Book of Revelation that describes how the angel seizes the serpent, chains it up and throws it into the abyss, which is then locked and sealed. He said the serpent, or devil, is thrown into the abyss so it would no longer lead the nations astray. Pope Francis described the devil as not just a seducer, but a liar and trickster.
È un bugiardo, è un truffatore.
He deceives us and can ruin our lives. And to avoid this trap, Christians must follow Jesus' example in the wilderness and never converse with him. Turning again to the day's reading from Revelation, he recalled how it spoke of the damned being thrown into the pool of fire and said this was the second death.
La dannazione eterna non è una sala di tortura.
Eternal damnation is not a torture chamber, the Pope explained, but rather distancing oneself from God. He said these are the people who in their arrogance journeyed along their own path and whose lives were based around money, worldliness and vanity, and who constantly turned away from the Lord. Concluding his homily, Pope Francis said this eternal damnation can be avoided, however, if we open up our hearts to Jesus with humility and allow ourselves to be forgiven by him, without pride, but with hope. I'm Susie Hodges.